Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's now time for noonday prayer. The Bible says, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let us give God the honor and the glory because, you know what, someone didn't make it this morning. Someone didn't make it last night. But thank God where we made it this morning, we made it this afternoon to give God the honor and the glory and the praise that he rightly deserves. Amen. You know, God is good to each and every last one of us because why? He allows us to be before his presence just one more time to say, Lord, whatever I didn't do right today, let me do right today, to go ahead and give God the honor, to go ahead and spread the good news. And so let us prepare our heart and mind for noonday prayer. I'm going to give everyone a few more seconds to come on in. I did do an invitation to a couple of family members. I'm waiting to see if they're going to come on in, and then we're going to go ahead and right into noonday prayer. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us go into prayer. All hearts and minds are clear. We will go into prayer right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Father God, we come to you this afternoon in prayer, Father God, asking you to look down on the land, Father. For we know that our many afflictions, many are hurting right now, Father God, financially, mentally, physically, and emotionally right now, Father God. Health-wise, Father God, there are many who are struggling with their health right now, Father God. Last night, Father God, I saw a young man right now, Father God. He was having surgery on his back right now, Father God. The disc 2 and 3 had bulged into his spine right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you touch those discs right now. Let it be that whatever surgery or whatever means that they're doing on his back, Father God, that he be healed right now in the name of Jesus right now, Father God. I see a young woman in Kansas suffering with breast cancer right now, Father God. Father God, touch her right now. Let her know that the breast cancer will not take her out, that she shall live and not die, Father God. Let her know that she will be a testimony to her friends and family right now, Father God, how she overcame breast cancer right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, anyone who's suffering with breast cancer right now, Father God, touch their minds that they don't worry. Touch their heart that they have faith right now. And touch their situation that they can speak those things as though they are, even though they may not be right now, Father God. Father God, I see a young individual who's looking, he's 21, he's looking for a job, and everybody has told him no because of lack of experience right now, Father God. Father God, open a door for this one, this 21-year-old, that he can get a job with no experience and be a leader in the company right now, Father God. Open the door, Father God, where he can go into the company with full benefits right now, Father God, being able to protect him and take care of himself right now, Father God, and not lean on his friends in the streets right now, Father God. I see his friends trying to bring him into a gang so that they can help him get on his feet right now, Father God. But let him know that he don't belong to a clique or a flick or a gang member right now, Father God. So, Father God, open the doors for this 21-year-old so that he can get a great job and begin to take care of himself right now, Father God. I see a young mother right now, Father God. I see a young mother right now, Father God, who's working two jobs to keep a roof over her children's head right now, Father God. Father God, give her one job that will make up the two that she could continue to take care of her family and not worry at night, Father God. Give her that one job that she can have great benefits, health insurance to take care of her babies right now, Father God. But Father God, we know that this land right now we're in, Father God, that men hard have waxed cold right now, Father God. For you said in your word that in the last days, men will be lovers of themselves than lovers of God right now, Father God. But Father God, there is a few in the land that's crying out, that's asking for your face to seek right now, Father God, that's asking for your leadership and your guidance right now, Father God. So, Father God, whatever it is that the individuals are looking for right now, Father God, continue on guiding them. Continue on leading them, Father God. Keep us in your bosom right now, Father God. Allow us to be able to stand strong on your word and bold in your word right now, Father God. Father God, look down on our government system right now, Father God, for the role that's versus Wayne right now, Father God. Father God, there's so many controversies going on with the abortion system right now, Father God. But we know, Father God, that everything you made, you said it was good right now, Father God, and that you do not condone abortions right now, Father God. But Father God, fix it that we don't have a Republican or Democrat or independent or liberal right now, Father God. Let us come together as one group of people, all in love right now, Father God, being able to make a profound and good decision right now, Father God, that we can love each other and not fall out over the least little things or the most little word that's said right now, Father God. Father God, let us be able to just love on one another and continue on doing the things that you have required of us right now, Father God. Father God, give our president, our vice president, the right things to do. Give them the instructions that they can lead this world out of the pandemic and out of the inflation rate right now, Father God. For we know the inflation on our food and gas is astronomical right now, Father God. Father God, provide us with income that we can combat the gas prices and be able to go to work and be able to go to our jobs and be able to go to our family and be able to go to the outside events that we normally have to go to, Father God. Give us the gas to be able to go and to these events, Father God, not worrying if we have enough gas to get there back and forth right now, Father God. Father God, give our president leader enough instructions right now, Father God, that he can teach us how to live off the land again, Father God. For when Jesus was coming along, Father God, there was no such thing as them not having enough food because they knew how to fish for their food right now, Father God. So make us fishers right now, Father God, and learn how to live off the land and grow our produce and grow our vegetables and our fruits right now, Father God, so that we will not go into a situation of being hungry right now, Father God. Father God, look on our school systems right now, Father God. As the kids are out for the summer right now, Father God, begin to put a protective hedge around these schools right now, Father God. Let the government figure out how to stop gun violence in the school system right now, Father God, that no young child is hurt by another gun in the school right now, Father God. Father God, touch those family in Uvalde right now, Father God, who have lost their children and still grieving and hurting over the pain right now, Father God. I know they don't understand right now, but Father God, give them the peace that will pass us all understanding right now, Father God. But when they lost their child, they lost a piece of them right now, Father God. So fill that void in their heart right now, Father God. Give them the love that they can love each other and love their families and without having the hurt and pain and the affliction of their lost ones right now, Father God. Father God, give them a sense of being and knowing that you are walking with them and right beside them right now, Father God, that they don't have to worry about being lonely or worry about missing their children because they will see that child in heaven again right now, Father God. Father God, look on any of our people in the nation who have lost their loved ones right now, Father God, who long to hear their voice and feel their touch right now, Father God. Give them the substance to know that you are their loved ones. You are close with their loved ones and that you can help heal their heart right now, Father God. Father God, look down on the individuals who are homeless right now, Father God. Father God, open up doors where they can have a roof over their head and food in their mouth right now, Father God. Let them not have to be on the streets because no one opened their doors right now, Father God. Father God, open all doors that needs to be open and shut doors that needs to be shut right now, Father God. Father God, give them a sense of being where they can go and apply for good jobs to have a roof over their head and food in their mouth right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, Father God, look on all of the people in our nation who suffer with mental illness right now, Father God. Father God, give them an outlet that they can go and have therapy and get medications for their mental illness right now, Father God. Let them know that they are not alone or nor are they crazy right now, Father God. But just let them know that because of the imbalance in their brains right now, Father God, that you have made an outlet for them to get help right now, Father God, that they don't have to suffer alone or suffer in silence right now, Father God. Father God, look on our individuals who's thinking of suicidal right now, Father God, who's thinking about killing himself right now, Father God. Father God, touch their minds and let them know that you did not ordain them to die a short life right now, Father God. Father God, send someone in their life that can talk to them out and talk them out of being suicidal and give them substance, give them happiness, give them joy and love right now, Father God. Father God, not only talk to them and have someone give them, but give them a arm of love right now, Father God. Let them know that you are standing there before them with your arms wide open, ready to receive and hug them right now, Father God, ready to love them and let them know that they are not alone and there is no problem that you cannot fix right now, Father God. Father God, as a matter of fact, look on our kids that's out for the summer right now, Father God. Begin to keep a protective hedge around our babies while they're out playing in their yards and at the park and at the camps right now, Father God. Let no child see any danger, seen or unseen right now, Father God. continue on keeping your protective hedge around them as they go to and fro their house right now, Father God. And Father God, we give you the honor, we give you the praise, and we give you the glory right now, Father God. But Father God, we know that you are a loving God, a gracious God, a merciful God, Father God. And we are thrilled and happy to know that we can serve a daddy that loves us sometimes more than we love ourselves right now, Father God. Father God, when all is said and done, Father God, let us continue to remember on you each and every day right now, Father God. Let us not walk away from your word. Let us not reject your word. But Father God, let us receive your word with the abundance of love right now, Father God. Father God, look on our senior citizens right now who's in the senior homes right now, assisted living right now, Father God. Father God, give them the mind to let them know that you are with them, Father God. Look on every individual that has dementia or Alzheimer's right now, Father God. Father God, touch their mind and heal their mind right now from those diseases right now, Father God, because we know that those diseases rob their memory right now, Father God. So, Father God, we ask that you touch their minds and let them know that you will give them memories and great memories right now, Father God. Let them know that they will not fade away not remembering their daughters or their sons or their husbands or their grandkids right now, Father God. Father God, go into the hospital and touch all the COVID patients that's still suffering with COVID right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, Father God, touch anybody who's suffering with COVID either in the hospital or at home right now, Father God. Let them know that you are a healer, a deliverer right now, Father God, that you can deliver them from COVID and they can walk away from COVID as a young person right now, Father God. Touch their lungs if their lungs have been damaged by COVID. Touch their heart, all of their organs. Touch their respiratory system right now, Father God. But Father God, we know you are a deliverer and you can heal in the name of Jesus right now, Father God. But we know Jesus is the power of everything right now, Father God. So that we know that if we say the name of Jesus, power will flow from that name right now, Father God. And we give you the honor right now, Father God. Father God, go by the hospital rooms and touch everybody that's in the hospital with a bed of affliction right now, Father God. Heal their bodies and let them know that you're right there in the hospital room. Let them know that you are guiding their doctors and that their trust is not in their doctors, but their trust is in you right now, Father God. Father God, give the faith to know that they can speak the mustard seed and be okay because they can move mountains. Just the word of Jesus right now, Father God. Let them know that there is no illness in this hospital room or in their hospital bed or in any hospital facility that you cannot heal right now, Father God. But Father God, we give you the honor. We give you the glory, thinking of you always, Father God, for your healing hand right now, Father God, for your healing mercy right now, Father God. Father God, look on all of the individuals who have churches that are closing right now, Father God. Father God, give them the substance to be able to hold their doors open and allow their members to come back to church, being able to hear the word and feel the word and move in the Holy Spirit right now, Father God. But Father God, we know COVID has dampened a lot of churches and have hot a lot of damage to church doors closing right now, Father God. But Father God, we ask that you come and heal the land so the church just can remain open right now, Father God. Father God, look on those who are starting new businesses right now, Father God. Give them the substance and the things that they need to open up their business and their business move strong right now, Father God. But we know that there are people who are very witty and can create new adventures right now, Father God. So, Father God, give them the substance, the finances to hold their adventures, hold their businesses open and get a great start right now, Father God. There's a person in Kansas right now, Father God, that I see right now, Father God. They're having a pain with their left leg right now, Father God, and it's in their kneecap, and they're talking about having knee surgery right now, Father God. Let that individual know, Father God, that they don't need that surgery right now, Father God, that they just need to take their time and do a lot of walking and and exercising that knee right now, Father God. Let them know that the salt that they eat is causing fluid in that knee right now, Father God. Yes, Lord. Let them know that if they back up off that salt and exercise that knee, that their knee will be fine right now, Father God. Let no needle, no suture, no kind of surgery come to that knee right now, Father God. But we know, Father God, you are a healer right now, Father God. I see an individual in Kansas also too, Father God, who's looking to start a jewelry business right now, Father God. They have the jewelry, but they don't have the building right now, Father God. Father God, let them be able to find a building in the least little place they have looked right now, Father God. Let them be able to go into that building right now, Father God, with the least they can afford right now, Father God. Let them have a safe heaven. Let them have safety around their building right now, Father God. Well, they will not be robbed or be a target of violent crimes right now, Father God. I see an individual in Kansas right now, Father God, who's looking to buy a home right now, Father God, and they have put their mind on a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home on the water right now, Father God. It's sitting by a wooded dock right now, Father God, and they are doing everything they can to get this home right now, Father God, but the enemy is fighting them on every hand right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you decease and assist in this individual situation right now, Father God. Let the enemy know he don't have a stronghold over this person's home right now, Father God, for you already ordained them to have this house right now, Father God. So let it go forth, Father God, that the enemy have to cease and desist right now, Father God, that he cannot stop this mortgage from going forth right now. He cannot stop the closure on this home going forth right now, Father God. I see an individual in Miami right now, Father God, who's having problems with their dental work right now, Father God, and they're in a lot of pain right now, Father God. Father God, give them the soonness of the pain right now, Father God. Ease the pain in their, it's in their right jaw right now, Father God. Ease the pain in their teeth and in their jaw right now, Father God. Let them know if they just keep their mind focused on you, that you will come in and ease that pain right now, Father God. Let them know that they keep their mind on you, that you will help them get through their dental work right now, Father God. Father God, I see another individual in New York right now, Father God, and they're getting ready to go into a swimming tournament right now, Father God, but they don't think that they can make it in this tournament right now, Father God. They are afraid that they're going to come into last place in this tournament right now, Father God. Father God, let them know that they will not come in last, but if they keep their mind focused on you right now, Father God, that you will bring them in first place right now, Father God. It's in a big Olympic pool that they do in this tournament right now, Father God. Father God, let them know that you'll be with them every swim, every stroke of the way right now, Father God, and that you will help them get through this tournament right now, Father God. Father God, I see an individual right now who's sitting in Texas right now, Father God, and they're looking to put a farm on their land right now, Father God, but the government has looped them in a situation where they cannot put their farm equipment on this land right now, Father God. It's an issue with the land itself right now, Father God. Something is going on with the soil of this land right now, Father God. Father God, touch this soil of this land right now, Father God. Whatever chemicals, whatever bugs, whatever issue is going on with this farmland right now, Father God, clean it up, Father God, so that they can go ahead and do what they have been called to do for this farmland, Father God. Let no danger in the soil hurt their plants, fruits, vegetables, or livestock right now, Father God. But Father God, we know that you can just snap your finger and all can be said, well, it's done right now, Father God, that you finger and you can cause the disease in the soil to cease right now, Father God. And Father God, we thank you for all of your praise. We thank you for just giving us your love, Father God, and we thank you for your mercy and your grace right now, Father God. I see an individual, Father God, who's starting an arts and craft. Oh, thank you. Hallelujah. Who's starting an arts and craft a business right now, Father God. Father God, they want to start it, but they don't have enough product right now, Father God. Open the doors where products will come in, Father. donation of every kind right now, Father God, that they can go ahead and start their arts and craft business without struggling right now, Father God, that they can start their arts and craft business without having another sleepless night, Father God. But Father God, we know that you love to see the joy in your children, and you love to have the happiness of your kids right now, Father God. I see a young individual, right now, Father God, who's thinking of robbing a store, a corner store. It's a Circle K right now, Father God. And he's in the hood area of Louisiana right now, Father God. Father God, he's robbing the store because of lack of money, and he's trying to provide for his family right now, Father God. Father God, let him cease and desist from robbing the store right now, Father God. Let him go forth into the store and someone give him a job right now, Father God, a job that would help him to keep food on his family table right now, Father God. Let him put the gun away. As a matter of fact, let him turn the gun into the police department right now, Father God. Well, he will not use that gun for any type of violence or any kind of injury to anyone right now, Father God. But Father God, we give you the honor, we give you the glory right now, Father God. We thank God. We know there are people who are struggling in the land right now, Father God. Father God, we know there are people who are working 2 and 3 jobs and still don't have enough right now, Father God. Father God, we know people who are working hard but working with an illness right now, Father God. Father God, we are your children, and we call on you. We call on you day and night, Father God. Our knees are before your throne right now, Father God, asking you to come and heal the land right now, Father God. Heal the children who call up on you right now for a place to stay and food for their face and clothes for their back right now, Father God. But Father God, we give you the honor. We give you the glory right now, Father God. Father God, I want to send a special prayer out to Pastor Michael and Prophet Candace right now, Father God. For these are your soldiers right now, Father God, and they have been doing a good work right now, Father God. Father God, bless them the desires of their heart right now, Father God. Give them the substance of the things that they hope for, and even though it's not the evidence of their things seen right now, Father God, let them go forth right now, Father God, with a feeling of mighty ministry right now, Father God, a ministry that will reverence you and not us ourselves right now, Father God. Let us be a hospital that heal the broken hearted right now, Father, to set the captives free right now, Father God. But Father God, we know that you take joy in us building ministries right now, Father God. So open the doors, Father God, that needs to be open for Pastor Micah and Prophet Cannon right now, Father God. Open the door for the prophet and the pastor right now, Father God, that they can go out to highways and byways and teach and save the lost right now, Father God. Let them be fishers of many men, Father God. As a matter of fact, Father God, let them speak to the nations right now, Father God, to every nation that they can get to. Let them be able to be heard in the nations right now, Father God. Building up strong towers right now, Father God. Being the pillar of the church right now, Father God. Father God, let them have joy in their work and a new hat on when they go out to these nations right now, Father God. Father God, let them go in your covering and let them go in your name right now, Father God. Producing more fruit than ever right now, Father God. But Father God, we know that these are your faithful servants, and we give you the honor and glory for them right now, Father God. For if it had not been you on our side, Father God, where would we be right now, Father God? So Father God, we give you the honor and we give you the glory in your holy name. Amen. Amen. I do have a few people online, but I want to say this, saints. We have some beautiful people coming in. Oh, hallelujah. We have Pastor Michael and Prophet Candace. They are gorgeous people, and they're going to be coming aboard team. We're going to get together, and we're going to really show the devil that he has no stronghold in Avon. We're going to get together, and we're going to whip Satan's butt, because he has far too long have caused Christians right now to bow down and cower out from what they know and what they stand on. As a matter of fact, I have prophets online right now. I'm going to open her mic. Let's see. Professor Candace, how are you, my dear?
I am doing well. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And Saints, this is our prophet. We are, oh, she's just as beautiful as she want to be. This is our prophet. And let me tell you, when I said this woman has the gift of prophecy, she has the gift of prophecy. So it's nice to have them aboard. It's nice to have my brother and my sister with me. And, you know, I just thank God for them because, you know, God really has a sense of humor when he knows how to put the pieces of the puzzle together. And we had such a great time last night. I really enjoyed you and Pastor Michael. And, you know, you guys, y'all can always, always tell when you got good people around you because great minds think alike. Isn't that right, Prophecy?
That is right.
Yep. That is right. I mean, we were praying last night and I saw a vision of us in a photo at a church. And just as I said it, Prophecy said, I saw it too. So, you know, that tells me that God has got some things on the fire that he's cooking together and he's getting ready to make a new menu of dishes for us to put out. So, Saints, just remember that we need to go in prayer every single day. Prayer is just not on Wednesdays when we come on. God wants us to do. He wants us to pray. That's a way of communication with God. So let us pray every single day. I'm going to ask Prophet if she has anything she wants to pray for or pray about.
I have a friend in New York, and he's running from God's calling on his life. And I've tried to wash my hands of the situation, and God told me, he's like, I'm not done with him yet. I'm giving him one more chance. He's like, you can't wash your hands of this person until I say you can. So,
amen. So let's go into prayer with that right now. Father God, we know that Prophet has a friend in New York who needs to be delivered right now, Father God, who needs to know that you are the God of his life. You are the instructor of his faith. You are the God that heals and delivers and saves. So, Father God, let him stop running and let him stand still. Let him be in a place where it's nothing but just you and him right now, Father God, that you may talk to him. You may tell him what you need from him, that you may show him that the way he's living is not right, and the way that you want him to live is through you and you only right now, Father God. Father God, let his ways be turned to repentance. Let his thoughts be turned to repentance right now, Father God. Let him be able to call on prophets right now and say, you know what, I repent and I'm ready to come home to daddy right now, Father God. Let him be able to see that his life is not going the way it should right now, Father God. Let him be able to repent before danger come to his dwelling right now, Father God, that his name can be in the book of life and not out of the book of life right now, Father God. For our goal is ultimately to have a great salvation and have our name in the book of life right now, Father God. So, Father God, we ask that you touch this individual right now. Touch his mind and his heart right now, Father God. Touch his spirit right now, Father God, that we can have him come home right now, Father God, thinking of you and only of you and not the things of the world right now, Father God. For you said because we're in the world, we're not supposed to be of the world right now, Father God. So, Father God, bring him out of the world and let him know that you're waiting on him, wide open arms to hug him and say, come home, my son. Well done right now, Father God. So I believe this individual has a calling on his life, but he's mixed between the world and the spiritual man right now, Father God. So, Father God, let from him, let the world be taken out of his spirit and let him focus on his spiritual world right now, Father God, and not the worldly world right now, Father God. Father God, this we ask in your holy name because we know that you can do all things right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, you said we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us right now, Father God. So, Father God, let our prayers go before your throne. Hear our prayers as we pray this prayer for this individual right now, Father God, that he can be saved save and deliver right now in the name of Jesus right now. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen,
like
amen.
Said, man, you know, we're getting ready to do some new things. And you got, you know, right now, we have Pastor Michael, he's an awesome pastor, and Prophet Candace, just awesome people. So we're getting ready to do some things. And I tell everybody, you know, when noonday prayer come, don't meet me here, beat me here. And Pastor, I got to say, Professor Candace, she beat me here. And she didn't even know that I say that. I looked up and I was like, oh, she's online. She ready to roll. You know, saints, and this is a new person. So, you know, I always tell everybody, don't meet me here, beat me here. And Pastor Michael and Prophet Candace, they beat me here today. So, you know, shame on y'all that's been coming in, dragging your feet every 5 minutes. Pastor, I just woke up. No, you should have been up. It's 12 noon. What you doing today? Get out of bed. Go to bed at night. Go to bed at night. So, you know, I just got to thank just two beautiful people. And I tell you, saints, we're getting ready. I'm trying to get more people to come in on noonday prayer. We're getting ready to go somewhere. And if you're not on this train when it goes chucking, when we go up that mountain, and you're not on that train as we going up that mountain, when we go down that mountain, you're going to miss it because you don't have a seat. Nobody to blame but yourself.
The word expansion popped in my mind. Hey, prophetess, the word expansion popped right into my mind.
See, saints, did you hear what Pastor said? He said the word expansion popped into his mind. And you know, Pastor, last night I dreamt about the number 3. And I woke up, saints, listen to this. I woke up and I said, the number 3. I thought of you, Pastor, Prophet, and myself. And because my husband would be an overseer, I thought of us 3. And I said, Father, that's the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Are you saying that you got that? And the Lord said, yes, you have a connection. Stay together. And saints, when you meet the right person in life, God will always confirm it. Whether it be a wrong person, God's going to confirm it. If it's the right person, God's going to confirm it. And let me tell y'all something. These two here, they powerhouse team. Powerhouse teams. You cannot sit in front of Prophet and Pastor and not feel nothing. This is a powerhouse team. So you guys, y'all need to start coming to Noonday Prayer faithfully and getting on board, because we're getting ready to, like Pastor Michael just said, we're getting ready to do expansion programs. You know, when you do an expansion program, you already got the substance to do the expansion. You lack nothing when an expansion comes, because why? God has already provided the things that you would need to do the expansion. So please, saints, be diligent to come to noonday prayer. Be diligent to give up and say, you know what? I want to be a part of this expansion program. Because you know what? When Pastor Michael and Prophet, you ever notice that whenever you start asking people to do something and they don't want to do it, and then once you get the reward from your labor, then they want to come aboard.
Yep.
Why is it that we have that? Saints, we should not have people who want to come aboard when we already labored the harvest, and now the harvest is showing. Now you want to come aboard. You need to be from ground zero up to be able to have a part of that harvest. I'm telling you, is diligently to please, please come into noonday prayer and get active. Don't just be a hearer of the word, but be a doer of the word. And I'm so happy we got Pastor online. Pastor, do you want to say anything before we close our noonday prayer?
I just want to thank God for what he's doing, even in my own ministry, Steadfast Faith Ministries. So thankful that, I mean, just hearing the Lord give me the word expansion. I mean, I know that even last night, we think it, you know, dinner, God definitely has put us together, and I'm excited to see what all God is getting ready to do. The Lord even was speaking to my wife last night. We were in our time of prayer. And he said, I am so proud of you, you know, that I just was simply obedient to his voice. And now I'm reaping the rewards. And and God is just well pleased. It's all, and I'm really blessed and thankful.
Amen. Amen. And I just want to encourage the few that's online, please go out and share, duplicate the ministry, duplicate, because you heard he said his ministry is steadfast. It's going to minister, New Harvest and Steadfast is going to be one ministry. We're going to come together because we're going to birth this thing. We're in the birthing pains. We're getting ready to groom this baby and birth this baby out. And so steadfast means you need to be ready to be on time, be in your lessons, be in your studies. Steadfast means you doing this without thinking about, oh, well, I don't want to do this today. Oh, well, my stomach hurt. Oh, I stopped my toe. No, steadfast means you faithful to the ministry. Stay faithful, saints, because you know why? When you're not faithful, then you're telling God, well, I'm not faithful. God said, well, how can I bless you if you're not faithful? God loves a faithful individual. So we got to stay steadfast in the ministry. That's what it's for. The name steadfast. Let us be faithful to our ministry. Let us be faithful to our leaders, because these are our leaders. We need to have respect for them. We need to reverence them. We need to commune with them. We need to stay steadfast with them so that everybody can get the enjoyment of the ministry. Mm-hmm. Everybody can feel the Holy Spirit of the ministry. Everybody can grow. Mm-hmm. Everybody can grow in the ministry. But how can we grow if we're not staying steadfast? So saints, please understand this, that we got to do the best we can in being faithful.
We need Amen. To remember it's not about denomination, but it's about our relationship with Christ. And I wish people would understand that, you know, it's not about religion or anything. It's about your relationship with Christ.
Right. And well said, Pastor Michael, because, you know, people so many times they miss their blessing because they say, oh, well, this person was Jehovah's Witness, or this person was Baptist, or this person was Catholic, or this person was Protestant, or this person was, but God don't have any type of label on his name, a Baptist, Christian, any type of religion, Catholic, none of that. We all serve one God. We all have one common denominator, one God, one Lord, one Holy Spirit. We all serve one. And he loves each and every last one of us, regardless of what we look like, no matter what color we have, no matter our income. He loves us all. He's not a God of division. The Bible said where there's division, God is not there. So God is a God of love. So let us all come together in the name of love, loving each other. Am I my brother's keeper? You better believe it. Pastor Michael and Prophet Candace is my family. You mess with them, you mess with me. That's how I see it, because I am their keeper. I am my brother's keeper.
Amen.
That's what God wants us to be, our brother's keepers. So saints, so let's come together again next week, Wednesday, in Noonday Prayer. We're trying to get people to understand that. They say, well, you know, this is all happening. Well, you know why? Because you don't have the faith. You don't pray. Prayer does change this thing. Trust me. Believe me. Next week, we're going to come in tune, and we're going to go ahead and give you the best prayer that we can give. I hope something's been said, something's been done, something's been demonstrated that you guys can take from the station today and say, you know what, I heard prophets say this, and I heard pastors say that, and Pastor Michael said this, and Prophet Candace said that. You know what, let me get my act together and come to Noonday Prayer faithfully. And this way, you can start seeing changes in your life. You can see things, that doors that was closed, that you should have had open, God can begin to open them. This is what I ask in the prayer. And I'm going to ask Pastor Michael to close us out of our Noonday Prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I give you the praise and the glory for this day, Father. I thank you, precious Father, for what you are doing, God. Lord, be Jehovah Jireh in our life, Father, our provider, and Jehovah Nisi, Lord, that banner over us, Father. Cover us with your love and your grace and your mercy, God. I pray for every listener on this. Oh, Lord. I pray for every listener on this program, Father. Father, that they would come. Lord, if there's someone that's not saved, that they would come to know you as Lord and Savior, Father. God, I pray that you would grow our relationships with you, Father God. I pray that you would meet needs, Father. I pray, God, that the next time that we come live, Father God, Lord, that your presence would fill this program, Father. I pray, God, I thank you for expansion, God. The harvest is due, Father God. Our harvest is coming, Lord. I thank you, God, that you're about to share revival in the land, Father. Lord, I give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In your precious name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So this is going to end our noonday prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to give a great big million dollar, trillion dollar hug to Pastor Michael and Prophet Candace and tell them welcome aboard. We love you. We adore you guys, and we're just happy to have you part of our lives, and we love y'all dearly. Next week, don't meet me here, saints. Meet me here on noonday prayer. This end our noonday prayer. God bless each and every last one of you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.